Sarah screamed. She was sliding down the slope. She was still carrying the pail. "Drop the pail," yelled Seth. "No," yelled Sarah. Immediately, Seth went down the slope toward Sarah. He grabbed her with one hand and held onto a tree root sticking out from the riverbank with the other hand. Seth pulled Sarah up. With Sarah safe, Seth hurried up the slope. He just missed being swept away by the torrent of mud and trees that rushed past. "Sarah, you should have listened to Seth and dropped that pail," scolded Jed. Sarah was crying. She said she was sorry. Seth surprised her with his kind reply. "That's okay, Sarah. Sometimes it's hard to know what to do." An hour later, they arrived home. They hardly recognized the ash-covered dwelling that was their house. It looked so different. Hearing her children's shouts, Ma opened the door and rushed out to greet them. At once, she led Jed into the house and tended to his eyes. Everyone was glad to be home.